There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, August the 26th, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is a simple game we like to play with you, our listeners. We have assembled four soundbites to play for you. They kind of strike us as we're going through these programs. We hear a guest say something remarkable. We make a little note of it, and then we bring that forward as a soundbite. We've got four of them to play for you. We're going to play one from Pastor Marcus Zill on the Collegiate Arch Doctrine of Selective Tolerance. He'll explain what that is. One from Pastor Tom Baker, Why People Swear Using Jesus' Name. One from Pastor David Peterson, Why Evangelize. And one from Pastor Chris Rosebro, The Danger of False Prophecy. After we've played them, it's your turn in the game. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Pick one of those sound bites and vote for it. Be ready to tell us who you are, where you listen, why you're voting for that sound bite. 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote via email. We get those email right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote via Twitter, our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We have left space for you to vote there. You see the faces of the four soundbite contributors at facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package as well. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to one of the listeners with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Marcus Zill. Here he is explaining what he calls the Collegiate Arch Doctrine of Selective Tolerance.
Most people at the college campus aren't thinking that they have an arch doctrine and don't like the word doctrine probably at all. But the big buzzword every young person, it's going to take literally like 2 days as a freshman, and they will be inundated with the idea of tolerance. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. It is the supreme virtue among all other virtues. And if you think about it, it makes sense. If you don't believe that there's truth, then you have to be able to tolerate anybody and everybody who believes something differently than you. Now, we all know that it doesn't work out that way in reality, because there's no tolerance for those that actually believe that there's black and white, who believe that there are things that are simply absolutely true. And so we find ourselves in a minority position almost from the onset. If you take the LGBTQ agenda on campus, it's not uncommon to see heterosexual young people wearing buttons that say, I'm straight, but not narrow. The idea being that if you're not willing to tolerate anybody viewing something differently than you, then you're simply narrow, and there's nothing worse than being narrow. And so the Collegiate Arch Doctrine of Selective Tolerance, and of course it is selective, because as we see increasingly with the level of religious intolerance and downright persecution that we're seeing on campus, is that those that are left on the outside looking in are most often those of us that bear the name of Christ.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Marcus Zill, the Collegiate Arch Doctrine of Selective Tolerance. If you'd like that soundbite to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. You can vote by giving us a call live here on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember, when you vote, we need to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you're listening. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Tom Baker explaining why people swear using Jesus' name.
I have never seen a movie where people are swearing, where they say something like, "Oh, Allah." Nobody ever uses the word Allah. Why doesn't the devil tempt people to swear by using the word Allah? Why would he waste his time on an idol? Allah doesn't exist, but Jesus Christ does. And I find it interesting, even unbelievers use the name Jesus Christ when they swear, because that proves to me that that's what the devil wants people to swear by, who therefore must be the true God.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Tom Baker, why people swear using Jesus' name. If you'd like to vote for that one and make it soundbite of the week, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or just email us your vote right now. We'll get it in real time here in the studio. talkback@IssuesETC.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor David Peterson, simply answering the question, why evangelize?
Evangelism is not optional, right? It is completely true, of course, that God does not need our help. He doesn't need us to evangelize. And all of the elect will definitely be in heaven, no matter how many times we fail to evangelize or we fail to do the stuff that God has told us to do. No one goes to hell because we were bad at evangelism. No one goes to hell because we didn't tell them about Jesus. All of the elect will be in heaven. And no one goes to heaven either because of our efforts. Nonetheless, we are commanded to proclaim the good news of God's love to the world. And it is our privilege to do so, and we ought to be able to do so in the freedom of trusting that the Holy Spirit will bless these things and take care of things. So we don't need to beat people up about they need to do more evangelism, because if they don't, you know, the world's going to go to hell. The world's going to hell anyway. God will save his people. But we should encourage people and to express the joy that they have in Christ, right? That they should express their faith in what is real, in how God has blessed them, what God has given to them. And we should encourage them also, as an act of evangelism, to support the church's work of training pastors and sending missionaries.
That's soundbite number three, answering the question, why evangelize, from Pastor David Peterson. If you would like it to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. And our email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Get ready to vote, because here is the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. It comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough, and he's talking here about the danger to those who heed false prophecies.
Over and again, I speak with people who have come out of the charismatic movement through listening to Pirate Christian Radio or Issues, etc. And to a person, they tell me that these personal prophecies that they've received when they were in these charismatic churches turn out to be a form of bondage. These words become shackles that shackle their lives and cause them to fear and ultimately lead to despair on the part of the one who has received them, because they don't come about as they have been told they will come about. And then when they ask questions, they're given doctrines like this: it's up to you, it's your fault, you're the reason why they didn't come about. And as a result of it, it leads to the kind of despair that causes people to walk away from church altogether, or, you know, to leave completely despondent, thinking, oh my goodness, I've done something that really has upset God, when in fact, the person who is sinning is the one who gave the false prophecy.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, the danger of false prophecy. Those are your four soundbites, and now it's your turn. It's time to vote live this Friday afternoon, August the 26th. You vote by giving us a call. This break is a very good time to call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can send us an email. We'll get it right here, talkback@IssuesETC.org, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Vote via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after this.
A biblical woman doesn't live for herself. She lives according to the word of her Savior and at the mercy of her Heavenly Father.
Adrian Dorr Hines, speaking at the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
She holds Christ to his promise that he will forgive her on account of his cross, and she moves forward in faith, trusting that she will care little for herself and a lot for her Lord and for those that he has placed around her. She is both humble and hardy, an armchair theologian, and a discerning believer. She cares for her home and her husband, her children and friends, and she knows that this work is not always glamorous.
You can listen to Adrian's presentation, Making the Case for Biblical Womanhood, on an audio DVD from the Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300. Find out more and order by clicking the DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact you got to vote.
It's that time. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and we have come to that point where we need to hear from you on our four soundbites. Which of these ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Marcus Zill, on what he calls the collegiate arch doctrine of selective tolerance? Soundbite number two, Pastor Tom Baker, why people swear using Jesus' name and not the name of other gods? Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, why evangelize? Or will it be soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, the danger of false prophecy? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And we are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Let's go first to St. Louis and talk with Louise. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I am going to vote for soundbite number three. As a recovering evangelical who can still easily fall back into the guilt over all the lives I'm supposedly responsible for and how many may go to heaven or may end up in hell because of something I did or didn't do. When I heard this soundbite today, I was once again just able to breathe that sigh of relief that it's not my efforts. And I can relax and just enjoy being a light in this dark world. So I thank David Peterson for his soundbite today.
Well, Louise, thank you very much, and for your kind words, and for listening in St. Louis as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. That was a vote for soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, Why Evangelize. David listens in Longmont, Colorado. He says, number four, Chris Roseborough, The Danger of False Prophecy. Why? Because what we believe comes from what we are taught. It matters immensely, he says, what we believe and whom we trust. Pastor Roseborough is right on the money in exposing the false teachers who prey on people through twisting scripture and deception. Thanks to him and for Issues, etc., for being faithful so that people can escape these deceivers. David, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Colorado. That's a vote for soundbite number four. Lee is voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Tom Baker, Why People Swear Using Jesus' Name. Lee says, trying to explain to my college kids why they shouldn't be influenced by their peers because they say, oh my God, is too often. Lee, thank you very much for that as well. Kristen listens in Belfair, Washington, voting for soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, Why Evangelize. Kristen says, evangelism has turned into works righteousness, and I'm comforted knowing that God will save his elect. Kristen, thank you so much. Very well put as well. Becky is voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, on the danger of false prophecy. Becky says, the problem is false prophets and their misled followers is so sad. Do people who listen to them ever never read the Bible discriminately? Becky, thank you very much for your vote for Pastor Chris Roseborough. Karen listens in Triverton, Wyoming. Karen says, my vote is for soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, on the danger of false prophets. Karen says, the devil always tries to put people who have freedom in Christ back into bondage. That's very well put as well. Thanks for listening in Wyoming. Bob listens in Florida. Bob says, love Pastor Peterson's clear presentation of why we speak our faith in Christ to our neighbor. My vote goes to soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, Why Evangelize. Thanks for listening down in Florida, Bob. Judy is on the line. Judy, thanks for waiting.
I'm voting for number four, Chris Roseborough.
And why is that?
The reason I'm voting for that is because where is the peace coming from? Is that coming from, isn't it coming from the peace in Jesus Christ with the freedom that he brings us? And therefore puts us into bondage to something other than him? Are we looking into our good works? Where's the peace? Where's the peace come from? There is no peace in that kind of thinking.
Judy, thanks for listening in Nebraska, and thanks for your vote as well. Via Twitter, Marla in Massachusetts votes for soundbite number two, Pastor Tom Baker, Why People Swear Using Jesus' Name. Marla says, I pick this. I often let people know I don't appreciate their using my Lord's name in vain. Why don't they yell out Buddha instead? Very well put, Marla, and thanks for listening in Massachusetts. Well, according to our calculations, your votes have brought to the fore soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, and the danger of false prophecy.
Over and again, I speak with people who have come out of the charismatic movement through listening to pirate Christian radio or Issues, etc. And to a person, they tell me that these personal prophecies that they've received when they were in these charismatic churches turn out to be a form of bondage. These words become shackles that shackle their lives and cause them to fear and ultimately lead to despair on the part of the one who has received them, because they don't come about as they have been told they will come about. And then when they ask questions, they're given doctrines like this: it's up to you, it's your fault, you're the reason why they didn't come about. And as a result of it, it leads to the kind of despair that causes people to walk away from church altogether, or, you know, to leave completely despondent, thinking, oh my goodness, I've done something that really has upset God, when in fact, the person who is sinning is the one who gave the false prophecy.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, the winner of Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, with the danger of false prophecy. The LPR bundle package goes on this Friday to Judy in McCook, Nebraska. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Folks, you still have 10 days left to order an audio DVD of the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We will send it to you for a recommended contribution of $300 by Labor Day. You can place your order by check, make your $300 check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Be sure to write audio DVD in the memo line of your check. You can also order online. Just click the audio DVD logo at issuesetc.org. It's more than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing on the audio DVD of the 2016 Making the Case Conference. Tune in this Sunday night, by the way, August the 28th, for a special live broadcast of Issues Etc. We'll conclude our series on Pop American Christianity with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. It'll be live Sunday night from 10 to midnight Central on Sirius XM Family Talk Channel 131 at issuesetc.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. That's Pastor Brian Wolfmiller concluding our series on Pop American Christianity this Sunday night from 10 to midnight at Sirius Family Talk Channel 131, issuesetc.org, and the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.